Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. I'm excited to be joined today on the HMS Podcast by sixth graders Morgan Stumbo and Vivian Mitchison. Hi, girls.
Hi.
So let's get right to it. So Morgan and Vivian, you decided to do the podcast together. So why? Why did we decide to do it with a buddy?
I decided to do it with Morgan because I listened to my brother's podcast, Gavin Cornett. And he did it with a bunch of his friends, so it gave me the idea to do it with Morgan.
And I said, yeah, and we've been friends since kids campus, and we didn't just pick each other off the street.
Oh, you didn't just pick each other off the street? Well, that's good. So let's talk about some of those things. So you guys have been friends since before kindergarten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so obviously you went to Highland Elementary School the whole time through. Were you ever in the same class?
Yeah, we had the first grade, didn't he?
Second.
Yeah, first and second.
And then fifth.
Yeah.
And fourth.
Yeah.
So a lot. So you've been together a lot.
Yeah.
What's that been like? So obviously you guys have been friends. Mm-hmm. What's that like, having a good friend in class? Did you get in trouble?
No.
So you knew, if you can't see it, but Vivian's eyes got really big when I asked about getting in trouble. So did you guys like chat with each other in class?
I never got in trouble.
No?
Okay.
Vivian, uh-oh.
Sometimes, like, in class, me and Morgan, like we laugh a lot because we're friends, obviously, and we talk during class, and when the teacher catches us doing that, we get yelled at.
She would always blame it on herself.
So she would save you?
Yeah.
Oh, what a good friend. As friends, we oftentimes have, like, inside jokes, right? Like, if we look at each other, we'll just laugh. And do you have any classes together at the middle school?
We have reads and math.
Okay. You're somewhat apart, somewhat together. Mm-hmm. How has the transition from elementary school to middle school been? What has that been like for you?
It was, me and Morgan, we used to be, like, really on and off, you know? Mm-hmm. But this year, that changed a lot.
So it's been on the whole time?
Yeah.
What about, like, just in general? I mean, were you nervous about coming to the middle school, Morgan?
Yes.
Yeah, what were you anxious about?
So, last year, I got bullied a lot more than this year. So, I was worried it would drag over to, like, this year. And I was worried about the lockers. Mm.
So, the kids have been nice this year?
Yeah.
Good. And your locker, no problems?
No.
How about you, Vivian? Were you nervous about coming to middle school?
Yeah. I couldn't open my locker for the first, 4 weeks. Kaysen Yegley had to help me open it for a while until I got the hang of it.
But you got the hang of it now?
Yeah.
I get it every other
sometimes.
Day.
Tell me about your classes. Do you like having a different teacher for each subject and changing
Changing every period. Oh, yes. What do you like? What do you like about that?
I don't like it so much because it's harder. Because like every period, we have to like get our stuff ready, and like it's more hard when we have to like take, especially when like Miss Stewart and Miss Penrod have reads, mm-hmm. and so we have to like get our stuff and put it on the like the counters, and it's like harder this year because last year we would just leave it on our desk.
Sure. But Vivian, you said you like it.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I like that I kind of like get bored of like the same teacher like
no offense to your elementary teacher,
yeah,
right?
Like long periods of time. Mm-hmm. So it's always fun to like switch. Yeah.
What has been your your favorite class so far at the middle school?
Miss Marys.
Miss Marys ELA. How about you, Vivian?
I'm gonna have to say math.
Math. Who's your math teacher?
Mr. Williams.
Mr. Williams. I want to talk about math for a second with Mr. Williams. Do you have Mr. Williams?
Yeah,
too?
We have to math.
Okay,
together.
So Mr. Williams is doing this really, really cool thing this year.
Yeah.
And it's called the Thinking Classroom. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Vivian, tell our listeners maybe what is different about Mr. Williams' class this year than probably any other math class you've ever had.
That we can go up, like, he gives us cards, and then the cards, like, I cannot explain that.
So,
So,
we have cards and it has, like, symbols, shapes, multiples, and, like, so then we get our card and then he'll roll, like, a dice. And then the dice, like, has, like, multiples, and today it was multiples. And then we, like, go to that board that says, like, multiples of 10.
Okay, so just to clarify, so every student has a card, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And every student has symbols or shapes or something that's on the card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And whatever the dice shows and whatever corresponds to your card, that's who's going to be in your group that day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's different every day.
Yeah.
And you
some days. We're working on something and then like the bell rings, we'll like carry over to that group.
Gotcha. Yeah. But almost every day it's a different group.
Yeah.
So then you and your group meet where, Vivian?
We meet at the boards.
Okay, and so everybody has their own whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's whiteboards all around the room, right?
Yeah.
Now are you sitting?
No,
we're standing.
Some people drag chairs, but then they have to stand back up.
So everybody's standing at the board. And then what happens, Vivian?
He gives us a problem, like on like a different board, because he has like a million boards. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he writes a problem on the board, and we have to solve it together with our group.
And how many markers per group, Morgan?
So today the problem was we each got two because there was two in each group, but normally it's just one.
Okay, so that was different today.
Yeah.
So you and your group are like talking through the mm-hmm. problems, how to solve it. And then once everybody has come up with an answer, what do you then do?
He like says, go to the middle of the classroom and then he'll like go over the problem and be like, okay, Morgan. What's the problem?
Yeah. So you have a nickname.
We have nicknames.
Okay. All right. So obviously this is like way different than any math class you've probably ever had.
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you like about it?
Almost like I like how we get to like move and we're not like just staying in our seat the whole time.
Have the two of you ever been in the same group together?
Yeah.
Yes, we have. Honestly, sometimes when we get different cards, we switch.
Yes. Busted. If Mr. Williams is listening.
No, like, well, other kids do too.
Okay.
Like, we switch cards with other people.
Now, when you're in your group, and this is what I love about this, because I've been in Mr. Williams' class several times to watch it, is you're, like, talking with your group,
mm-hmm.
but you're talking about math.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think you're learning more math this year than you ever have?
Yeah.
You better say yes, especially
yes,
if Mr.
Yes.
Williams is listening.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, Morgan, you feel like you're learning more math. How come?
Because we're not just staying on, like, the same problem the whole, like, 80 minutes. We're moving on to, like, different problems. Like, every day we do, like, one. So it's, like, 22. There's, like, two animals. One And then we have to figure out how many legs they have. And then there's like a certain amount of legs that we have to get up to. And then there's a certain amount of animals.
So we're having to really think.
Mm-hmm.
We're having to talk about math. And we get to up, we get to move around. I think it's awesome. I love going into Mr. Williams' class. So you mentioned Ms. Mowry's class too.
Yeah.
All right, that's ELA. Now, in ELA class, you're currently working on a project called Bully Free.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that project.
So we just recently made posters for it, but it's based on a book, Revealers. The Revealers. Vivian's actually currently in her class,
yes.
But today there's a sub. But we do like different problems on Bully Free.
Mm-hmm.
Like today, we had to go on Summit and do Checkpoint 5, which is compare and contrast about mm-hmm. Bully Free. I think it was.
I don't know. I mean, I got pulled out of the class for this. right as I was about to get on, so.
So you're reading the book Revealers, mm-hmm. and it's about a boy that's bullying other students, right? Mm-hmm. What are some ways that you think we can help stop bullying, not just at school, but in general? How can we, what things can we do?
Well, we have this thing, once a month, mentorship meeting. That's one thing. But also, like, whenever there is bullying, maybe, like, ask them what's going on and why they're bullying. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Vivian? What do you think?
How can we
help stop bullying, not just at school, but like everywhere?
I think that people can, like, some people are scared to stand up for themselves. So I think that if people like learn to stand up for themselves, then maybe the person that's bullying them will like just wow, you know?
Yeah, they'd be surprised, right?
Yeah.
So obviously, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that you guys like it here at the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I mean, I think it's a great place. But obviously, school is just from, you know, 7:30 to 2:25.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about what you guys do outside of school.
I do cheer, and, like, I like to draw and stuff.
Okay. How about you, Vivian?
I go places a lot, like we go out a lot, like to Kroger's and stuff, but when we're not doing that, I'm at my house like cleaning or like drawing. I have limited screen time. So
you mentioned your brother who was on our podcast last year. He's now a freshman. Who else, any other siblings, who else is at your house? Tell us about that.
Lauren Christie, she is in elementary right now. And then Adrian Christie, she's in the middle school in 7th grade. Adrian, we talk a lot on the bus.
Huh? Fight.
Talk and fight. All siblings do, right?
Yeah.
Morgan, how about you?
I have 5 siblings.
Do they all live at home?
No.
Okay. Because that would be a lot of fighting, if it's anything like my house. And so cheer and drawing, and you like to draw.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do like to wind down? So it's nighttime, you're getting ready for bed. How do you just kind of slow down and get yourself ready to go to sleep?
I scroll through YouTube Shorts and for 30 minutes.
How about you, Morgan?
I do yoga and then I just like lay down.
You do yoga?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very relaxing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So if there were, this is our last question, and I ask this question to just about every guest on the podcast. If somebody is listening, maybe it's an elementary school or maybe it's a new student. So you guys, we're almost to the end of 6 weeks
mm-hmm.
here at school. It's gone by really fast. What advice would you give to a student to be successful at Highland Middle School?
I would say, like, just take a deep breath because it's not that bad. Like, it might be bad, like, the first day because you're, like, not knowing where to go. But there's teachers everywhere to, like, help us. And, like, Miss Byler, which is a sixth-grade teacher, she helps with math. And Mr. Williams and Mr. Gilmore's. She has keys for, like, the lockers if you can't open it.
How about you, Vivian?
I would give advice to, like, so I would say the first day of middle school, it's not as bad as you would imagine because it's just the lockers that you, some people already know how to open them, but I didn't, and I thought it would be really hard. But honestly, once I got the hang of it, it really was easy. And the classes only, it's like what you learned last year, but like you're learning new things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, girls, I'm so glad we were able to do this. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS Podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!